Bob Mumford has written a lovely book which I highly recommend. The title is The King and You. In it, he talks about the kingdom, what it is and what it isn't, and how God has to change the way we think and look at things. He calls it re-relating as he travels through the Sermon on the Mount. The point he makes is, as I've said already, that we need to learn to relate differently to everything once we become a Christian. We are being decentered. We're being removed from being on the throne of our lives to the place where we allow him to be in the driving seat. The reason is that we are all self-centered. We're constantly focused on how everything affects us. Like a baby, everything revolves around our getting our needs met, how things make us feel, or how they affect our lives. When the Holy Spirit comes to take up residence, he begins the long haul to bring us into alignment with the Father, the way he thinks, feels, and sees things. It's a huge perspective change, and it means a radical adjustment on our part. A definite move of the feet, or he will tread right on our toes. He's gentle, but he won't let up. His government has invaded our lives, and we are no longer reigning. Sorry about that. His purpose is to conform you to the image of Jesus. This is the Father's goal and stated intent for your life, that you might become like his Son from the inside out. He didn't go for a paint and wallpaper makeover. He attacks the very foundations. The reason is twofold. We're called to be his ambassadors, and an ambassador reflects and represents the country from which he was sent. And secondly, we're training for reigning. We no longer belong to this world. We are citizens of a heavenly kingdom, and unless this becomes a reality, we'll find ourselves at odds with the Holy Spirit all the time, and inner conflict will be the norm. What is hitting is the reality of the heavenly rebirth. It isn't just so you can say you can go to heaven when you die. You're now in boot camp, my darling, training for reigning in a kingdom that will never end. Jesus is the embodiment of the kingdom. He's our pattern. And to enable us to rise to where he sits, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit to teach us. Time to enjoy this journey of development and change. And remember, pain is part of the transformation. See you tomorrow.